committee members for this opportunity to address you on the issues identified in our petition. We in EMEG represent some 18,000 out of a million one-time policyholders of Equitable Life. We estimate that some 15,000 policies have been sold in Germany, the Irish Republic, and other non-UK member states by the time of the closure of Equitable to new business more than 5 years ago. We are determined to see justice for present and past policyholders. Justice means both exposition of how this affair came about and compensation for losses. This affair throws new light on the attempt to achieve a single market in services, and it shows the difficulties put in the way of consumers in the single market across national legal systems. The preambles of the first and third life directives make it clear that the intention of the life directives was adequate protection of policyholders. That aim was not achieved by UK regulation of Equitable. In July 2001, Equitable applied an inequitable cut of 16% to all policy values, amounting to £4 billion sterling, and thereafter began also to cut the incomes of the 45,000 or so with-profits annuitants, to the point where 35% decreases are now typical, and incomes are still declining. The UK Treasury has been responsible for regulation and then subcontracted to the Financial Services Agency, the FSA, which achieved independence on the 1st of December 2001. Although it is clear that the Treasury were aware of the problems with Equitable, they have strongly resisted taking any responsibility for the disaster. Directly and through the Financial Services Agency, they have constrained the remits of investigations, denied the conclusions, and refused to accept culpability or consider compensation. I want to talk about the sources of information available to the committee a little bit. A great deal of information is made available by the official Baird and Penrose reports cited in our petition. But please bear in mind that in terms of reference of both reports were restricted. Baird only to review 23 months of the Financial Services Agency subcontracted regulation. Lord Penrose to learn lessons, but not to allocate blame. There is also much in the transcript of the monster court cases between Equitable, Ernst & Young, their former auditors, and the former Equitable directors. Although the transcript runs to tens of thousands of pages, a series of weekly summaries can be found on our EMAG website. However, it must again be borne in mind that only matters which served the interests of one side or the other in this case would have been included. The policyholder's voice was not heard in that courtroom. The report of the wide-ranging second inquiry on regulation of Equitable by the UK Parliamentary Ombudsman is now delayed until at least October 2006. It appears to be a very thorough inquiry, and we urge this committee to wait for the PO's report on Equitable before making its own final report. However, even the PO, is unable to examine the behaviour of the UK conduct of business regulators who were responsible for regulating selling or mis-selling. And the PO cannot regulate the Financial Services Agency, who has been the unified regulator after the 1st of December 2001. Only your committee has the ability to look across the complete regulation. I would like to make a summary now of the failures that we see by the UK government and regulatory authorities. These failures allowed Equitable's with-profits fund to become a Ponzi fund in which attractive payouts were subsidised from growing investments by new and existing policyholders. Retention of funds to meet expected payouts was protected by law, but UK authorities failed in their duty to enforce the law. In the end, the cost fell on those policyholders who remained in July of 2001. We detail failures of implementation of European life directives in respect of powers to deal with prejudices to policyholders, inadequacy of regulatory returns, inadequate resources, unworkable divisions of responsibility in respect of regulation of consumer information, over-reliance on industry-led agencies, and the traditional light-touch approach. There are also failures of execution, including inadequate skill levels, failure to act, incompetence, and lack of judgment. Now, policyholders' attempts to achieve remedy have been blocked in most cases. The industry-funded Financial Services Agency, the current unified UK regulator, opposed a wider investigation by the UK Parliamentary Ombudsman. It declared that the Penrose report gave rise to no generic claims. It refused to publish the advice on which it based this statement. An appeal is currently with the UK Information Commissioner. It has done nothing to achieve remedy or equal treatment for policyholders, and we believe that it has referred back non-UK complainants to their national authorities in an unhelpful manner. The FSA has not been subject to the UK Parliamentary Ombudsman since the 1st of December 2001. There is no evidence that they have protected policyholders. No investigations of the FSA have reported on its actions in respect of Equitable since Equitable's closure to new business. The Financial Ombudsman Service, the FOS, is the arbitration service for claims against Equitable itself. It is nominally independent, but funded by the FSA and with its directors nominated by the FSA. And it is bound by a memorandum of